SBS Radio.
There were some issues yesterday from members of the crowd, alleged racial comments towards the Indian team.
It was the ugly moment that overshadowed a thrilling summer of cricket. In January, the New Year Test match between Australia and India ground to a halt after Indian bowler Mohammad Siraj told officials he had endured racist comments from spectators in the stands.
All right, looks like some action's going to be taken here.
Police ejected a group of spectators, but Cricket Australia later cleared them of wrongdoing. A subsequent investigation into the abuse was unable to determine the perpetrators, whose identity remains unknown. The incident and its handling prompted the major sporting codes, including cricket, tennis and football, to join forces. They have now adopted a new set of guidelines on dealing with racist crowd behaviour, drafted by the Human Rights Commission. Chin Tan is the Race Discrimination Commissioner.
When the game ceases to be fair, when people are vilified for no other reason because of their racial background, then you can't sit by and say, well, you know, it's just part of the game. Well, it's not part of the game. So racism in any form, when it exists, must not be tolerated. And sports is the sports organizations, the leaders in this field of social change as well, because people look up to them, they get inspired by it, and therefore they have a role to help us set the scene.
As part of the zero tolerance approach, boards and venues are to introduce clear procedures for reporting racist incidents and take decisive action when they occur. That could include removing spectators from a venue with penalties like membership pauses or attendance bans. Those who receive or witness abuse are to be given culturally sensitive support. The AFL is among the organisations backing the plan, saying it's an extension of the work already undertaken to prevent and respond to any incidents of racism. Venue operators, including Stadium Australia, the Sydney Cricket Ground, Queensland Stadiums and the Adelaide Oval, are also agreeing to enforce the guidelines. But the guidelines are just that, only guidelines. It will be up to the sporting bodies and venues themselves to determine how they enforce these rules. And while players are being encouraged to speak up, in the past only a few have felt comfortable doing so. Among that few is Sydney Swans legend Adam Goodes. He made headlines after calling out a racist jibe from a spectator in 2013.
As you can see there through the footage, Adam's visibly upset.
Goodes found himself driven out of the game in the years that followed. Mr. Tan believes the environment has changed since then, but Adam Goodes' ordeal shows victims of racism need to be better supported.
Who are the main players who have a role to play to capture and deal effectively with racism within the sport, the sporting arena? It is not the victim, because they have the least power to do so. And the past that's been where it's been left with, and it's always a long, sorry, and very, very despondent journey for the victim of racism to have to bear themselves and make the reports and complaints. And we've kind of flipped this around by suggesting that perhaps it's time that sporting fraternities and sporting organizations and venues take some responsibility in holding the hands of the victims and taking that role in supporting not only them, but in dealing with racism.
Former Australian cricket skipper Steve Waugh was no stranger to on-field confrontation. He is backing the zero-tolerance approach.
You've just got to stamp it out. No compromise, and that's what Cricket Australia are doing, so I think that's a good thing. People know where they stand now. If they make a comment on the wrong side of the ledger, then they're going to pay the price, and rightly so.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.